The businessman Nathan Tinkler has given an at times petulant performance at the Independent Commission Against Corruption. He denied allegations that he gave thousands of dollars in illegal political donations before the last New South Wales state election, but he did concede that he paid some of the money in the hope that he'd get a hearing from the new state government for his proposal to build a coal loader at Mayfield in Newcastle. Ashley Hall's been at the ICAC and joins me now. So how much money did Mr. Tinkler give to political campaigns as the election approached?
Well, we've counted up so far in excess of $200,000, Mark, from Mr. Tinkler or associated entities. There was a $45,000 donation to the National Party at the behest of the former Federal Nationals leader Mark Vaile. There was $53,000 went to the Free Enterprise Foundation, which the inquiries heard previously channeled hundreds of thousands of dollars in suspect donations into the New South Wales branch of the Liberal Party. Mr. Tinkler also acknowledged donating about $50,000 to the Newcastle Alliance, which was a group of business people that ran an anti-Labor campaign in Newcastle. And on top of that, a property developer in which he held an interest, Buildev, also paid $66,000 to an alleged Liberal Party slush fund, 8x5.
Okay, so he says that he didn't give illegal donations, but he's a developer, or at least he's behind a developer. Well, so how come it wasn't illegal? Because developers are blocked.
Well, that's right. I should say first off that Mr. Tinkler denies he knew about 8x5, that slush fund, or the money that Buildev paid to it via that another Tinkler company called Paternak Farm, was a stud business. When Darren Williams, one of Buildev's founders, was in the witness box, counsel assisting put it to him that he hatched a corrupt scheme to make donations to the Liberal Party using the 8x5 business with the now former Police Minister Michael Gallagher. Mr. Williams denied that, and Mr. Tinkler today said he knew nothing about it. He acknowledged donating money to the Newcastle Alliance to bolster the campaign to get rid of the former Labor MP for Newcastle, Jodie McKay. And as for the donation to the Free Enterprise Foundation, Mr. Tinkler says he thought that was going to the Liberal Party. He said he didn't realise that he was banned, that he was considered to be a banned donor because he was a property developer.
Oh, so he admits that he knew it was going to the party, but he claims ignorance of the law when it comes to being a banned donator.
Absolutely.
Donor.
And shortly after he took to the witness box today, Mr. Tinkler was shown an expletive-laden email that he'd written in which he complained that even though he'd made a donation to the Nationals, they had done F-all to approve his proposal for coal terminal.
Which does sound a little as if he thought there might be a quid pro quo.
It was only a few weeks before the March 2011 election, and Mr. Tinkler wrote, "We had a bunch of deadbeats before, and now we have a bunch of pricks scared to make a decision." He denied the donation was the price of getting approval for the terminal, but acknowledged he was hoping the donation would get him a meeting, a chance to put his proposal to the government. Council Assisting Geoffrey Watson SC asked Mr. Tinkler if he often donated money to a bunch of pricks, and Mr. Tinkler responded, "I've given more to worse people, yeah." Mr. Tinkler insists political donations are an essential part of democracy because everyone needs money to tell their story.
Well, what about the claim of the former Labor MP, Jodie McKay, who you've already mentioned, that she says that he offered her a bribe to support his coal loader?
Yeah, you'll remember quite a tearful appearance at the ICAC a couple of weeks ago. Ms. McKay said that Mr. Tinkler had offered to fund her re-election campaign if she supported his project, and even offered to make donations via his staff to get around that ban on donations from property developers. But Mr. Tinkler denied that claim today, and he accused Ms. McKay of crying crocodile tears, which, when quizzed on that, he agreed that meant false or untrue tears. And on that day she was in the witness box, Ms. McKay was told that Mr. Tinkler's company, Buildev, along with a local PR operative, Anne Wills, and the former Labor politician, Joe Tripodi, were behind a pamphlet campaign aimed at driving her from office. And Mr. Tinkler says he knew nothing about all of that.
Ashley Hall, thank you very much.